Good morning. Haha, bet you guys weren't expecting my voice today. It's good to see you all. And I just want to start by saying thank you for just being a loving church. This last year has been tough, but I am thankful for you guys. And so it's funny that this passage is the one that I'm preaching from today, because honestly, this is probably the last passage or one similar to it that I looked at probably about a year ago around this time. I had looked at the passage in Matthew where there's a similar account of Jesus healing a leper. And I honestly was reviewing it from a point of mourning as we tried to figure out what this pandemic looked like, with so many questions and feeling unanswered. And so when I was, hi buddy, when I was flipping through that Matthew passage about the healing of the leper, I wrote a blog post about mourning the potential loss of, you know, human touch, human interaction. For some reason, my brain went to, well, what if we don't find, you know, some sort of remedy? Like, what if this is just another way of us, not us, but almost like another way of gatekeeping? Like, what if this becomes another thing where it's like people with COVID? And that was early on. We didn't have any questions. Clearly now we're at a different point. So I kind of see this passage in a different light. But I think there's still some sort of beauty and healing that comes from the physical touch, not only the healing that took place. As I look through this passage and as I see Jesus doing all these wonderful things, I go, okay, that is beautiful. I know that Jesus has these miraculous powers. He did these beautiful things. But how does that apply to me? Because I don't have the ability to heal people with touch or anything like that. So as I dove into this and as I was like reflecting on it, I really just clung to just this interaction between the man with the skin disease and Jesus. It says, a man with a skin disease approached Jesus, fell to his knees and begged, if you want, you can make me clean. Incensed, Jesus reached out his hand, touched him and said, I do want to be clean. Instantly, the skin disease left him and he was clean. The first thing I kind of just want to point out is just the ability to step forward and ask for help.
Wait, I see me.
You see you. That is you.
My gosh.
Mama's got something for you. Oh. Actually, let me go back. There's a couple things I want to point out. So I want to pull something from the blog post that I wrote that I still kind of resonated with. And it's Jesus' response to the man with the skin disease. Jesus, before he even speaks, his response reaches out and touches the man. During these times, if you came in the slightest contact with someone who happened to have a skin disease, you would be banished as well. Jesus was not only willing to heal the man who would clearly benefit from the healing from that point forward, but I also point out that Jesus just touched the man, just did what society said, no, you don't do. And I wonder if there's healing in that too. And that comes from stuff that I've dealt with, not necessarily like injuries, but also talking with other people who've dealt with like serious injuries. Like there's still almost like a trauma or something that lingers. So I wonder if there's still some other healing that comes even aside from the physical healing. And so I think that not only was there, you know, healing in Jesus's touch to heal the man with the skin disease, but I think something was healed in that man's heart. Something else I want to point out is that the Bible, and it's funny because in all the translations I looked at the bottom, it says like most critical translations switched out the word incensed with filled with compassion. It's two spectrums. It's like, okay, Jesus, you're mad that you have to do this, or you're filled with compassion. But it says most critical versions say filled with compassion. And so that's beautiful because it just shows again that like, I don't know, compassion is powerful. I don't know. So I wanted to point out that Jesus wasn't mad. Jesus was filled with compassion and wanted to do this and wanted to heal the man. So I'm going to jump back to the man with the skin disease, because this is kind of where I relate over this last year, just struggling. And so I think sometimes we resonate with the person in the story with the disease or just someone who is in need. I've had to ask for help a lot from a lot of people this year, whether it's counseling, work-related stuff, financial stuff. And it's hard. It is hard to set down your pride, your ego, to ask for help unless you're really desperate. And so for all those of you who have helped, I want to say thank you. Because I think there's some anxiety that comes from asking for help. So I don't know if I can encourage anybody who's needing help of any sort, ask for it. And I think as us, as the church, as Christians, as believers, we respond like Jesus. We may not be able to fix it, but we can approach with a willing heart, a compassionate heart, and say, hey, I'll do what I can. But I don't know. I think that's kind of where I just fall with this passage, is like, if you need help, ask for it. If you're in a place where someone reaches out and you can help or whatnot, be filled with compassion. But I also want to point out too that compassion fatigue is a thing. And I think it's important when Jesus separates himself and goes off. I work customer service. I can only give so much compassion at an hourly rate. If it's people I actually love and care about, 100%. But when I'm being paid to do it, I'm realizing I have my limits. So there's compassion fatigue as well. So be aware of that. Almighty God, thank you for today. Thank you for Jesus and his incensed but compassionate heart, but his example and just the willingness. And I don't know, I just hope that we continue to be filled with compassion. For those of us who are in need of help, I hope that we find the courage and the strength to ask for it. God, I hope you just continue to work and move through us, even through these just difficult and uneasy times. We love you and we thank you for all that you do. Pray all these things in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.